Hello, this is Dr. Julian Lange. I am a doctor of Oriental medicine and an acupuncturist. It is my privilege to introduce you to this very special course called Natural Facial Rejuvenation, Level 1, the 5-element mini facial massage, a simple, quick solution to relax and de-stress your face and your body for busy people that are on the go. Now, I've been in practice for 30 years, and in that time, I've seen and tested many techniques. I want you to know that I think that the Natural Facial Rejuvenation Level 1 technique is a winner because I believe that most everyone can benefit from this powerful yet easy-to-learn system. I have seen how people look and feel after they experience this method, and I can say that it is really pretty amazing. Natural Facial Rejuvenation is the product of my wife, Dr. Susan Lange, who is also a doctor of Oriental medicine and an acupuncturist, and her co-teacher, Mary Louise Muller. They are both biodynamic cranial sacral therapists. Here, these two very experienced practitioners and teachers not only guide you to an effective way to rejuvenate the face and enhance relaxation and beauty, but their unique system can also disperse emotional and physical tension. The release of damaging stress leaves your client in a more relaxed state, more able to go through the day with an enhanced mental, emotional, and physical resilience. Susan and Mary Louise's rejuvenation goals are more than just cosmetic. Their method goes to a deeper source that allows a more fundamental and total, even inner beauty for your client. Their unique system combines ancient Chinese medicine and acupuncture techniques with an advanced form of cranial sacral therapy called biodynamic cranial sacral therapy. Their whole system is time-tested, sophisticated, and powerful, and once learned and practiced, it is easy to use. They have distilled their decades of learning and experience into an easy-to-learn technique that is rewarding to use on others as well as on oneself. In this course, you will learn how to use listening touch, which is a more gentle yin style of approach, and laser touch, a more yang, focused form of contact. Together, these two techniques, the listening touch and the laser touch, when applied correctly, and in conjunction with the other important steps that Susan and Mary Louise introduce, together these two very specific forms of therapeutic touch produce the most complete facial rejuvenation in the form of what they call loving touch. These world-class teachers also show you that the more you come into presence with yourself, the more you can hold presence for others. You will learn that in the moment when presence is held for another, that the healing forces of their acupuncture meridian network can rise and flow, bringing forth balance, not just to their face, but also, and very importantly, to their whole neurology and body. You will also discover a benefit for yourself. Because of their orientation towards the holding of presence for these energy flows, Dr. Susan Lange's and Mary Louise Muller's method is actually as beneficial for the practitioner as it is for the client. This method can be as fun and relaxing for the person giving it as it is for the one receiving it. Natural facial rejuvenation can actually rejuvenate the practitioner as well as their client. And since the rejuvenation isn't limited to just the facial muscles, there are other important benefits for your client's personal and business relationships as well. Holding presence for the energy flows by using the very specific listening touch and laser touch techniques creates balance within your client's whole neurology so that the rejuvenation can occur at these other more social levels of their life as well. This may be especially significant for you as a practitioner because you may find your clients will be thanking you for some of these other unanticipated benefits. And if you are taking this course to learn these techniques for your own personal use, then you will see why it is said that beauty is really more than skin deep. So I invite you to enjoy this presentation. And please listen to the audio CDs to get an overview of the course material and for the guided exercises. Watch the DVDs for the demonstrations and the PowerPoints. Use the study guide to practice the steps and to look up the diagrams and illustrations. And there is also a section on frequently asked questions and different ways to apply this teaching. In this course, Natural Facial Rejuvenation Level 1, you will be learning the mini 5-element facial massage system, which is perfect for busy people on the go. The more advanced levels, number 2 and number 3, are for qualified practitioners only. If you want to explore further, we invite you to visit our website at www.rejuvenatemyface.com, where you will find additional material relating to our natural facial rejuvenation courses and products. And if you haven't already done so, please take a look at the website to see stories from other students and clients about their results and how they are using this system in their lives and businesses. I thank you for participating with Dr. Susan Lange and Mary Louise Muller in their exciting facial rejuvenation program. Once again, this has been Dr. Julian Lange.
It's a very important part of the work you're going to learn is that we resonate with each other's nervous systems. We even resonate with our own nervous system. And we have choices, you know, about what we do with our nervous system. So we often talk about settling. So we're going to begin the class by just taking a few minutes to settle and to notice what that's like in our body. And of course, if you're going to touch yourself or you're going to touch someone else, ideally, you are settled in yourself, in your present and in body. So just take a few moments to get a sense of your feet on the floor, your hips on the chair. Just notice where your mind is. We often say in a craniosacral perspective, you let your thoughts be like clouds. You just notice what they are and you let them go. And notice your emotions. What tone or quality are you experiencing right now? Is it anticipation, excitement, fear, something on your mind from before you ever came? And again, just let it be like a cloud. And how do you notice settling in your body? How do you notice being more present? And in craniosacral, we have a big concept of wholeness. Many times we're fragmented. And as we take a moment to slow down, it's like all the parts that are all over the place go, oh, maybe we would be helpful to be in communication with each other and part of the whole. You might just notice what happens with your breathing as you do that. Since our workshop is really around the face, you might notice as you're settling what your sense of your face is. Usually we look at it quick in the mirror and we fix it up. Do I look okay to face the world? But if you sense from the inside out, how does your head sit on your neck? And if you follow with that around to the front, how does your face either settle, crinkle, tighten, tweak, turn, or relax? And when you're ready, we're just going to open our eyes, if they're closed, and just see if you can bring that wholeness and that settledness with you. And let your eyes be soft. In craniosacral, we have a lot of work about perception and how to let perceptions come to us. Susan and I really want today to be fun for you. And if you can let your relaxed mind actually just allow the information to kind of pour in, trickle in, whatever it does, so that the day is easy for you. And often in craniosacral we talk about having soft eyes and seeing the trees in the forest. So if you can notice Susan and I up here in the midst of a room, in the midst of all of you, and you just relax back and all the information just comes to you. Okay. So, what we often like to begin with is to set an intention. And what we'd like you to do is to consider, and of course you can have more than one thing, but if there is one thing, what pulled you here? When you said natural facial rejuvenation, there's one thing that you really wanted to get out of today. What is that one thing?
And we're inviting one word, aren't we? If you can crystallize it into one special word.
Are they going to pair first?
Do you want to do that?
Whatever.
Yeah, let's have you. What do we have? Let's do that. Let's do the pair.
Yeah.
So turn to a partner and just explore that one thing and see if you can get it into a word that is your theme for today.
Okay, we're going to just, as Susan said, if you could just capture in one word, we might let you stretch to two or three. What is it you want to get out of today? And who would like to share?
Yes.
Relax.
Relax.
Okay, I like that word.
Yes. Nurturing.
Nurturing.
Did we get everybody's words already? Yes. Look younger and rejuvenate. Look younger.
Our intro video that we sent you?
No, we didn't. So we have
an intro video at rejuvenatemyfaith.com, and in that is a word cloud of the last few workshops. So you guys are already telling us the same word, but their words came after. Your words are what you're intending. So.
All right. Radiant, joyful acceptance.
Ooh.
Can you hear us at the back?
Inner smile. Well, that's kind of like the inner game, but it's kind of even better. Inner smile, inner joy. Anything? That's great. Anything else? Oh, wow, what a great word. I think I gotta put that in.
Did you say vanity?
I
do. Do you want to show us what vanity?
No, I don't want
to know vanity. It's called
honesty.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Two words.
It's a peaceful vitality.
Wow. Peaceful. Yes. Oh, health and youth.
What do you want, Mary?
Fun.
That was my question.
Fun squared.
That's
you and me. Yeah.
Great.
Good. Okay. Thank you. So this class really is about encouraging you and us to take the time to smell the roses and look at the daisies on the way to our goals, to actually have fun and fill up and connect with ourselves. Take the time.
Okay.
All right.
So, we know what they want out of the class. We got it down. Let's talk about the class. It says overview of the class and review of the history. And, you want me to do it first, or you?
Well, the reason that I am very excited about this class is because I think over a year or two ago, Mary Louise and I were chatting, and I used to teach a class called The Lazy Way to Looking Good in the early 90s. And it was inspired by my very first Chinese acupuncture teacher in Hong Kong. And I stopped doing it because I thought it was too frivolous, and I went deeper into the cranial and the pre and perinatal and the psychoanalysis and deep. And then Mary Louise, we were chatting, and she said, "That's wonderful. Why don't we do that?" And I did a double take. It was like, we could do that? That would be fun? Wow. And as we explored, we realized that it totally fits into the whole pre and perinatal piece, because you know, this is what gets the most battering as we come through the birth canal. This is where the most information and old early trauma and family beliefs and ancestral beliefs get sealed into your head. And what we realized was that this is a way of connecting with ourselves, building presence, and on the journey, often old trauma can just actually start to resolve, and we've seen that in the last few. We've actually got some of that on video. Mm-hmm. We've seen that over the last few classes. So I feel very excited about this kind of more joyful, lighter piece where we really don't have an agenda except to have fun and look younger and relax and rejuvenate and nurture ourselves. So we're going to be exploring the craniosacral piece, which in Chinese medicine is a more yin, our form of, I'm going to call it our form, because does anyone here not know what biodynamic craniosacral therapy is?
Oh,
quite a few. Okay. Does anyone know what craniosacral therapy is? Anyone not know what that
no.
is?
No. Okay, okay. Great. Fantastic.
Okay. So we're going to have Mary Louise explain that piece. And
thank you.
Because I'm going to be explaining the more that it's biodynamic is a more yin piece, and Mary Louise may fill in the pieces then. And we're calling that listening touch. It's a very gentle way we're honoring the body. We're going to be spending the morning with listening touch, honoring and yin, and we're going to be exploring what yin and yang actually means to you with your own body. And then we're going to be going more into what we call laser touch, which is more the Chinese medicine aspect and the points where we just hone in and focus. And when we learn to laser, we can be really efficient and effective. So the laser is the efficient and effective, and the listening is the time to smell the roses and watch the daisies grow, watch the grass grow. And what we discovered when we combine those two, it's really fun and it's very powerful, and we can go really, really deep, fairly effortlessly. And that's what we discovered. And at the end of the day, we're going to be doing laser touch in the afternoon, listening touch in the morning, and at the end of the day, after your sessions, if you want, we will video you so that you have on record how you feel afterwards. And it's always something that you can go to and go, wow, this is who I truly am. So that's what we're exploring. We're combining the yin and the yang, so we've got both together. And at the very end, we're going to be tying it all together, and we'll be giving you this very simple, effective technique to take away with you so that whenever you want to feel more yin or more yang, you can just do it. Okay? So that's what we're going to be doing. You want to fill in?
Yeah, you know, Susan didn't use the word this time, but, you know, we were talking on the phone, she was saying, well, take the listening touch and then you blend it with the laser touch, and what you end up with is loving touch. So I really liked it when she said that. I thought that's lovely. The meridians are very powerful, and they are a gateway into your organs, your energy, your emotions, your mental state, your ability to think clearly. So that piece is very important, that laser touch. And the listening touch, what I like about it most, and the craniosacral orientation, is it's a belief that your body knows how to heal itself. So that your body has an intelligence, as Dr. Sutherland, who developed the original cranial work, said. He said your body has an intelligence with a capital I. You know, more intelligent than anything your brain can think. You know, and it's that intelligence that forms us as an embryo, that heals a scar, that, you know, basically we're exposed to germs and it kicks them out and gets us healthy again. So craniosacral work is based on the concept that the body has wisdom. And that if we begin to listen to it and support it, that it can heal itself. And of course, cranio comes from your cranium, and sacral comes from your sacrum. And sacrum actually means sacred bone. But it's actually about your whole body, because it's about these tides that breathe through the field of your body, and they're energetic. And, of course, in one day we're not going to learn craniosacral, but you will learn the craniosacral touch. And the craniosacral touch is a very gentle touch that floats on tissue and responds to tissue and has conversation with tissue. So we will learn that touch, and we'll integrate it into how we both work on ourselves and how we work on someone else. And, you know, I just wanted to say, because Susan has a little history, I began learning craniosacral work in the late 1980s. And I studied with the Upledger Institute. It was fantastic work. It became my primary therapeutic tool. And then early in the 90s, I met a man named Franklin Sills. And my husband and I, Christopher, brought him over from England. And Franklin actually is the primary developer of the biodynamic craniosacral model. And there's like different lineages, but Franklin was very much, you know, at the beginning of that. And what was different for me, you know, in beginning to move into the biodynamic touch is you begin to work with what we call deeper tides that are slower, that have to do with your fluid body and your energy body. So you work with the physical and the fluid and the energetic. And I, in the late 80s, when I was learning all that and I had this great craniosacral practice going, I met a woman named Lana Lawson at a kinesiology conference, and she was teaching something called facial harmony. And she traded sessions with me, and what amazed me was how similar it was to craniosacral work. And I thought, well, I already know craniosacral work. I don't have to learn that. And she had basically developed her work from a man named Stanley Rosenberg, who was Danish. And Stanley Rosenberg is now a friend of mine. And the whole biodynamic craniosacral community began to realize within maybe the last 5 years is that the work of Stephen Porges, anybody familiar with that name? Stephen Porges? So you're getting lots of new names here. The work of Stephen Porges, which is on the social engagement nervous system, is primary to any therapeutic approach. It's about how the nervous system balances itself. And in the level two, we go into it in more detail. Level one, we kind of just mention that it's really important. And very simply, the social engagement nervous system has to do with your face. It has to do with five cranial nerves that all relate to your face, and they're about how we move through the world and establish safety. And once we know we're safe, our nervous system goes, oh. And in our Western culture, maybe sometimes we hardly ever know we're safe. We're worried about our bills, we're worried about our house, our kids, our education, the health reform, you know, whatever. You know, and we lose that sense of wholeness and the nervous system. So part of what Susan and I realized after all these years of saying, oh, that face stuff, it's just frou-frou, icing on the cake. We went, oh, that face stuff, it's about the social engagement nervous system. It's about people being able to deeply drop into relaxation and actually heal things at a different level. And we said we could teach anybody and everybody this. We could just do a one-day workshop. And they would then have that tool to interact with their own social engagement nervous system, which then brings all these things. Relaxation, joy, inner smile, because that's what that social engagement nervous system is about. You know, it's about that place where we find peace, safety, and settling in the nervous system. So that's when we really began to get excited. We said, ooh, this face stuff is actually a gateway into deep, deep healing and into people being able to really settle and be with themselves. So that's why we teach this now. The year before that, Stanley Rosenberg actually came over and he taught a little one-day facelift massage for us. So we took in part of his energies and his tools. So the same person who kind of sparked Lana Lawson really sparked me. And Stanley is very, very big on Stephen Porges. He's a craniosacral therapist in Copenhagen. And he's a really good friend of Stephen Porges and James Oshman, if you know those names. And anyway, within the biodynamic craniosacral field, we're beginning to realize how important the social engagement nervous system is. So that's our history.
That's your history.
My history. You're going to tell some more history. Okay.
And I just want to, you know, really acknowledge from you that some of you are very experienced, you know, in cranial work, and some of you are newbies. So newbies, don't hesitate if we're using jargon or language that you don't understand and you're tripping up over it. Stick up your hand and let us know. Okay, because that's part of you practicing what we call the social engagement, which is actually just speaking out and practicing connecting. Okay, will you do that? You promise? Yeah? Great. Okay. I was brought up in Hong Kong, and one of my first teachers, and I think we have this on the flyer, was Dr. Frances Wong, and I'm going to be showing you some pictures later. And she was absolutely amazing. She was brought up in Nanjing. Anyone know where Nanjing is in China? Yeah? And her uncle was the governor of Nanjing. I only discovered this recently from one of her 80-year-old students that I spoke to who lives in England now. I knew her just as my mom's best friend. They were living in Hong Kong, and Frances was taught by a nun. That's what I knew, and so her knowledge was passed down one-on-one. And when Frances started getting a sense of urgency in the 70s, the early 70s, that people needed the information and they needed it fast, and one-on-one wasn't fast enough. But that was back in the 70s. The world is much faster now. And when Frances taught her first class of six people, my mom was in it. And I was in her second class. And the nun got very angry because she said, this is really powerful information. And it shouldn't be given out to people unless they go through years and decades of apprenticeship. And there was my mom in class one, you know, learning points, and then she'd go off with her class and off to the local old people's home in Hong Kong or the local drug addict home, and they'd be working on using points and working on faces and bodies. And so Frances, fortunately, wasn't afraid. And one of the reasons she wasn't afraid was because when she was a kid, and this is just what I learned from this 80-year-old student in England, when she was a kid, she saw some of the horror that happened in China. And she wanted to learn how to kill. Remember this? And her uncle, the governor, was very wise, and he hired one of the top martial arts healers who taught Frances, the young Frances and Frances's cousin, how to heal. And in those days, and Julian and I were talking about it earlier yesterday, and I think it's still the same today, the best martial arts practitioners are amazing healers. Did you know that? Yeah? So some of the points that you learn to kill, you can actually learn for healing. So Frances's energies, where she wanted to make a big difference, were channeled into healing. And she didn't just use points, she used, you know, teas. She would read your face, she would read your hand. So whenever we went to visit her, she was always like looking at my hand, and she'd read my writing, and then she'd be telling me about myself and what I needed to do. And she taught us this protocol that we're not actually teaching today. We're teaching a very simplified one for you to go out that we can teach you in one day. But she taught us a protocol that my mom used and I used. My mom used till probably the day she died. And you'll see the photos. Even like the week before she died, she was saying to me, Sue, you know, are you still doing these points? You need to do these points. She didn't have a wrinkle on her face. It was amazing. So we're going to show you this. So we have one track, which is the Frances Wong, where there's this ancient lineage of working with the face. And the Empress of China used to have her face worked on. And it goes way back into the early 2000 years back. And it was written about working with the face, reading about the face, reading the face, telling what's happening inside your body. Oops. You can diagnose what's happening inside your body by your face, okay? Then we go to a separate track. We go to my aunt, so this is my mom's sister, also born in Hong Kong. And she, again, I'm going to show you the photos. She did modeling in Hong Kong. She was very much part of Hong Kong society. And she emigrated to Australia and she became an acupuncturist. So she did a much more formal training than Frances, who did the one-on-one all the way down through the tradition. And she, completely separate, was working with like top society women, philanthropists, high-level business women, corporate women, who needed to look fabulous. And Susan felt that from her perspective, they trusted her. She wasn't some person working in a hole in the wall. She was one of them, and she developed a system called Touch for Beauty. And she's even, her whole system is even in this book that was written, I just found it online, in the mid-1980s, and her whole system is in here, Touch for Beauty, and it's in with Feldenkrais and Rolfing and yoga, and there was Susan's system. And I'm so proud of her, because I never realized that. So she developed a system called Touch for Beauty, which was working with the body and working with the face, and because she realized how important it was. And so I've inherited these two lines, and as I said earlier with Mary Louise, I gave it up because I thought it was too frivolous and that we needed to work with a deeper, you know, work on the soul level. And now I'm truly respecting what they did. And something that's really important is when you do the face, and we're going to be doing more of this in level two, we're just going to start you reading face shapes in a few minutes we're going to be doing that. But all the meridians end up on the face. And so if something's happening on your face, you can use it to diagnose or evaluate what's happening deep in your body. So for example, anyone know Chairman Mao, the picture of Chairman Mao with a big wart on his face? Anyone know that?
The one they always show?
Yeah, the one they always show, and he had a big wart on his face. I think that was on here. I can't remember. Was it here? Yeah. So this is liver. Okay, so wherever there's a blemish or a blob or a wart or something happens, you can tell what's happening inside. Oliver Cromwell. Remember Oliver Cromwell? I know I'm English, so maybe you don't know who he is? Oh, he used to have a big wart on his nose. And in England, we would talk about, there's a phrase called warts and all, which means you get accepted. This is good for our vanity. You get accepted, warts and all. And so here we are. Last week, Julian and I had just done a craniosacral week with Mary Louise and Christopher. And we go every year to nourish and rejuvenate and get our continuing education credits. So I came out of that very rejuvenated, and then I was asked by my editor, I'm writing a book on comedy, because that's one of the best ways to rejuvenate your face. And my editor said, tell me about your grandfather's line. I go online and I discover, to my amazement, shock, because I never knew this, that part of his line was Dutch, and they were Jewish. And his cousins, bless you, he was in prisoner of war camp in Hong Kong, and he used comedy and music to inspire and enliven his prisoner of war comrades. At the same time, his cousins were being sent to Auschwitz. I had no idea about this. But within 24 hours, up comes this, Julian calls it a bleeb, is that right? A bleeb. A blob on my face, and I'll show you where it is. Is that exactly there? Do you see it? Mm-hmm. And it looks much blacker than it is because I've got some herbs on, which are actually drawing out the poison. I just put the herbs on last Saturday and thought, oh, I'll just dab it on. I've read that this is good if there's some kind of malformation. Had no idea that it was just drawing and drawing. This is how my mother died. This is stomach one in Chinese medicine. My mom died of stomach cancer. Okay, and what my mom was holding was the family secret of the trauma that happened that nobody told her about, that was never resolved. So she was carrying it in her stomach. She had these lumps in her stomach. She had cancer. And I, as the sensitive oldest child, was still carrying the unresolved family piece. So as it came up into my consciousness, now it's released into the skin. So I'm wearing these because it's almost like my face is saying, you know, I don't want too much focus. Those of you who know biodynamic cranial, you know that we pull back our focus if it's too much attention. Those of you who have done our workshops know about pulling back your focus. So I decided this morning, you know, this feels kind of really nurturing to me. May feel, does it look odd to you?
No.
It's okay? Yeah. It feels like
glamorous,
soft,
you
glamorous.
Look absolutely glamorous.
Oh, thank you. But talking about vanity, I was saying to Julian, if I had any vanity, I can't have any vanity left to be teaching a class on facial rejuvenation with a big black blob on my face. But because I know Chinese medicine and I know that, wow, okay, my whole system is reorganizing and it's pushing out the cancer, okay? Because this wouldn't be a black blob if it wasn't cancerous, okay? So here is the stomach point and this salve is pulling it out, and there's part of me that could go, oh, that's terrible, stuff it back in. I can't let anybody see what's happening. I've got to pretend that my face is perfect. But because I know better, I'm going, okay, I've got to reveal this to the world. It has to come up and out. Okay? So, thanks to Chinese medicine. So we're going to be teaching a little bit today, a tiny bit, about reading the face and face shapes today. In level 2 and 3, we go much more into the lines and the colors and everything. But I'm giving you a little clue here. Stomach meridian. Okay? And one of the other reasons we really wanted to do this is because... did anyone listen to my free intro talk on Botox and the hottest trends happening? Okay, it's on our... Oh, write this down. We have a new Facebook page. It's just started. We're really proud of it. Have
yes,
you seen it?
I haven't seen it? I can't find it. I wanted to sign up to be a fan. I had to watch. You know, we live in this new age, and Susan and I don't know how to do this thing. So people say, well, what can you do this? We say, can you do it for us? And we have no idea what you're talking about.
So we have somebody that did it for us, and then she's a young, very hip, very hot Bulgarian woman. And she's got our Facebook fan page, which is rejuvenatemyface.com.
You're welcome to become a fan, if you like.
Yes, if you want to have fun.
Yes,
you do.
So don't join Facebook.
Yeah, you
just
don't have to. But it is.
My husband's not on Facebook, and
it is,
never will be.
And my husband swore he wouldn't, but I signed him up, and he's overtaken me, and he loves it. So.
rejuvenatemyface.com.
It's actually on the first.
Yeah, it's at the top of every one of your pages.
Yeah.
You have to be on Facebook to do what?
To become a fan of rejuvenatemyface.com. If you're not a fan, don't worry. To read the content.
But you can go to the website, and it's got videos and interviews and
yes,
all sorts of stuff.
But that on rejuvenatemyface.com fan page, actually it is, if you don't want to join, it is, this is more difficult, but it is on our website, which you can go to meridianholistichealth.com. And then you click on Healthy Living, which is our blog. And right there is this intro that we talk about. I'm talking about Botox and Restylane and all the things that people are doing today to make their faces look younger. And what you're doing, you're actually injecting into meridians. And when you have facelifts, you're cutting the scars. I mean, you're cutting the meridians so that you're actually weakening the meridians, and you're weakening the flow of energy through the body. And that was one of the main reasons that I used to teach the lazy way to looking good, you know, way back in the early 90s. So just know that as you're working with these points, you're actually helping the body, and you're helping the blood flow in your face, and it's affecting your whole body. Okay? And those of you who are practitioners, cranial practitioners, or those of you who are practitioners, as you encourage your clients that, you know, as you do this with them, that you're helping them, okay, get that blood flow back, get their brain nurtured. Okay? So I've been giving you a little history of more the laser touch, the acupuncture piece, the acupressure piece. And now we're going to be playing more with the listening touch. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
This morning.
Yeah, this morning. Okay, yeah.
Could you explain why one is yin and the other is yang?
Yes. We are going to... Thank you. We are going to move right into that right now. Okay? We're going to give you... Is that right?
Sure. Anything else? We can do this in either order. I think that sounds good.
Should we do that?
Let's
and then
yin-yang.
Okay. So, thank you, Eileen.
Before we move to our discussion of yin and yang, I want you to fill out your yin-yang quiz if you haven't already done so. If you don't have easy access to it, you'll find it online at www.meridianholistic.com/quiz1.html. I'll repeat that. It's www.meridianholistic.com/quiz1.html. In this next section, we're going to explore what it's like to be more yin or more yang and how this relates to our unique natural facial rejuvenation system. And pay close attention because we're going to be using this yin and yang concept all the way through this training level one. Once you've done the quiz, then add up your score. Is your score below 10 or is it above 10? If you're below 10, you'll tend to be more yin than yang. And if your score is heading up towards the higher numbers, you'll tend to be more yang than yin in general. Take a look at people around you and notice if they seem more yin or more yang to you, because that will determine how much and what type of contact they might prefer. And you'll be using this information during your facial rejuvenation sessions. So what's yin and what's yang? Shall we do a review? In Chinese, yin literally means the shady side of the hill. So yin type of people would be more quiet, more inward, introverted, softer, damper, cooler, more feminine. Their face might be plumper, softer, more fleshy, and paler, for example. Yang literally means the sunny side of the hill. So yang type of people would be more outward and extrovert, firmer, drier, warmer, and maybe more male. A yang face would have facial features that are more prominent, more bony, more angular, and darker or redder, for example. Got that? So let's get back to the class.
If you look at this, we've got some parts that are very yang, okay? And you're going to be using this when you look at your faces, because next we're going to be evaluating faces. You're going to take a partner and you're going to look at each other's face and discover if you're more yin or yang. You're going to take notes to see how you are at the end of the day, okay? So when you have massages, let's ask the yang people, what kind of massages do you like? What kind of treatments do you like? What kind of response do you like? You don't know?
I like cranial.
You like cranial, which is more yin or yang?
Yin.
Mm-hmm. And within cranial, so Ushi right now is on the yang side, so she's more yang than you guys at the moment. But she also likes cranial, and that's a more yin work than the kind of crunch-click chiropractic. Yeah? Who loves being crunched and clicked?
I like both.
You like both. See, so you're more yin, but you like that yang treatment, yes? And you're saying both?
Because I feel like I like the cranial because it helps slow me down.
Which is the yin.
I have very high yang score.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I like the cranial side. I feel like it helps bring me down a little, like
bring
slow
down.
Me down. But I like the deep tissue and the moving my system like fast with the aggressiveness.
So do you hear Terry? So, are you Tracy? You're Tracy. Hi, Tracy. Yes. So Tracy knows that she's yang, so she likes that fast moving. Did you say the aggressiveness? Is that what you use? Yes. See, and look, she's using her elbow. So is that yang or yin?
Yang,
exactly. And she knows that she needs the more slowing yin work. Yeah? Yeah. So here's a clue. If you're really yang, you might need a lot of that yang piece and to be met in that very yang way, but you also need more of the yin. You probably need more of the yin than a yin person just to balance out the yangness. Because if you get too yang, you can overheat and overspeed. And if you get too yin, you can implode. Okay? Yes.
So if your mental is more yang, where, like for me, my mind gets hot, it just gets overworked.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, just trying to figure things out. But yet my body feels more yin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I don't know what the question is that I'm asking, but anyway, that's
like a statement.
Yeah.
Or an observation. Yes. So head in general, and thank you, and your, what's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, that's right. I don't see your turn. No, Ryan. Yeah. So what Ryan is saying, which is true, head is more yang than yin. Yin is body, yang is head. Okay, so if you're more in your head, you're going to tend to be more yang in general. And being more yin, part of the healing of this work is about connecting head and body. And who, the people who've done workshops with us who've seen, I should have actually brought it, I have a cartoon of a body running. You remember that? Yeah. Running. The head is way ahead. And the body has a butterfly net. It's trying to catch the head. Okay, so that is the yin of the body trying to get yang enough to catch the head. Yeah, it's great. Remind me to put it on the PowerPoint. What we're wanting to do here is slow us down so body doesn't have to run to catch up with head, and then head can just come back and settle. And in level two, we actually teach points, they're called window of the sky points, which were designed by the Chinese thousands of years ago because it was a problem back then, Ryan. You're not alone. Yes. To bring head back to body and to connect through these amazing, very spiritual points around the head and neck. Okay, so Tracy, thank you. So you like the elbow in, and you like the aggressive part, but you also like the more yin. Okay. Anyone else like, and some of you wanted more yang treatments.
I like both.
You like both.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like the cracking, but I like deep when they're doing massage muscle. But often when someone's very light, it drives me crazy. There's a difference between just kind of being light and like a connected light. If someone's not connected and they put their hand someplace gently, it's like it drives me crazy. I just want to get up and go like that. But if it's, I don't even know the word for it, but if it's like there, more of what I would call what you're saying, the yang there,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily me.
Yes. So that's great. Yes, it's perfect. You get that? What Bertie's actually talking about, and this is what one of the goals of the class is we're wanting to teach you presence. And when you're being contacted with presence, no matter how light it is, if you really get a sense that that person's there, so they're being very solid and connected, so the yin and the yang are in balance, then you can be really light, but you've got presence. Because some people cannot tolerate too much contact. But if you're too airy-fairy, you're not there. You're too yin. And then it becomes too yang, and then it gets really confusing because one goes into the other. But if you've got presence and you're connecting that, even in a yang way, if you're too aggressive, I always love this story. We were highly recommended a massage therapist. I think it was last year before. And he came to our house and we were told that he was brilliant. And Julian is yang, yeah? He's told us he's yang. Would that be right if you take a look at Julian? He's male, which is yang already. So you'd think Julian could handle strong contact. And you normally like strong contact, don't you? And how, what? Okay.
I sleep on the roll for
yeah. This is our friend Harvey Julian goes to sleep. So Harvey has presence. So would you agree, Christopher?
Absolutely.
Harvey is our Rolfa friend. He's got presence. He's very connected. And he does cranial work as well as Rolfing. This guy, you want to describe how it was for you?
Oh, he was just a sadist. He just seemed to, he put on this peculiar music that was like something out of a Hammer horror film. This weird minimal piano stuff. And sort of avant-garde. And he just, I mean, I went rigid on the table and my feet were laser off the table with rigidity. And he just did not back off. And I, being me, am not going to say, "Will you back off?" I'm thinking I have to endure this because this is what it's supposed to be. This is part of the program. But he was basically a sadist.
So,
just a sadist.
So he was being Yang, but without presence. Okay? Because I love, having done a lot of cranial where I've unlocked a lot of my old trauma patterns, now I love it. You know, when somebody goes right in and they've got the points and I can feel it and I go, yes! That's Yang, yeah? But Yang without presence, as Julian said, is sadism, yeah?
What's that mean, sadism?
Sadism is someone who takes pleasure in other people's pain.
Extreme Yang without presence, without heart, yeah? Yeah. Okay, anybody else have preferences?
For me, I also like the cranial, like the subtle work. Mm-hmm. But I also, like she said, I also like the deep tissue. Without that, I won't even feel safe shaded.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I kind of also, kind of like also Birdie said, that I definitely know when it touched on me, whether it was contacted or not contacted, it was just glossing through me. I'm very sensitive to that. And In terms of relationship with acupuncture, I'm like really in the, maybe I can get some clarity, is that I heard acupuncture could be so helpful, but I almost hate needle every time. So that's kind of the love and the hate, so I don't even know what should I do about it, but I know it could be so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of in a stagnation, not even try it, but in my mind, I guess maybe it's a young thing versus a feeling thing. My mind said, gosh, you're losing a big part of healing because acupuncture could be so powerful.
Ah, so today explore and see what happens because we're going to be teaching you some basic principles of acupuncture. Okay? Okay, great. So if you... do you have your charts with you?
No.
Okay. What you're going to be going into next is you're going to be evaluating each other's faces. You're going to pick a partner, and you're just going to draw their shape, and you're going to be observing, you know, in the spirit of exploration, not in a way of saying, ooh, there's a bleep right there, because then, you know, we go, ah. But we're just very compassionate. We're just recording, okay? And...
Are we going to take a break first?
We're going to take a break. I'm just preparing. So in what you have in your quiz that you just did is, you know, if you're more red, you're going to be more yang. If you're more pale, you're more yin. You know, you got that from the quiz. Is that right? Mm-hmm. If you're more bony, if you're more you're more yang. If you're more soft and round, you're more yin. So getting a sense of your own face... And your partners. Who brought mirrors? Did anyone bring mirrors?
We have six.
We have a few. Correct. Fabulous. Okay. So, you know, you're kind of getting a sense of your own self because this is definitely about developing presence with yourself. And you're going to be exploring with your partner. And having that kind of a compassionate exploration of, you know, are you more yin? Are you more yang? And what's going on? Because later on, when we're doing the listening touch, we may find that we're being asked by our bodies to be more yang or be more yin. All right? There may be times when we think we're being soft, but your body's pulling in. And when you watch the intro video on our website, you're going to see James, who talks about, I had this strong, strong pain. Nobody was doing that to him. His body was drawing it in. So that's why we're wanting you to explore this yin-yang. So you have your listening touch, the laser touch is the drawing in, and when you're really conscious with that presence, that's when it becomes loving touch. Okay? So Thanks for being willing to play with us. We're going to take a break now.
Right. And then we'll 15. Talk to you more about the face evaluation
exactly.
before we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So 15-minute break?
15-minute break.
And we'll be back in our seats at 11.
RejuvenateMyFace.com.